Okay, we're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Pei Dalid, the second chapter, the 13th paragraph. It's a new semester, a new year, so we'll quickly introduce the concept. We know that we're not allowed to harm another person. Doesn't matter, Jew or non-Jew, you're not allowed to harm someone. Then we know that the Torah says that there are certain commandments of added sensitivity that we owe a fellow Jew. Aside from the question of not harming someone else, there's an added sensitivity. So, for example, we have a mitzvah to give a loan without collecting interest. That's a mitzvah to your fellow Jew. You want to be a nice guy, an exceptional person. You could do that for other people as well, even for non-Jews. But you have a mitzvah to do it on behalf of the Jews. It makes sense. You're not allowed to pay interest to your fellow Jew. You're not allowed to collect interest from your fellow Jew. Again, I'm not allowed to pay interest. I'm not allowed to collect interest. So being that he can't collect interest from me, I can't collect interest from him. So when you're part of the club called the Jewish people, you have this mitzvah. When I take a loan from a non-Jew, I'm allowed to pay him interest. I'm also allowed to collect interest when I give him a loan. Logic would dictate that we should collect interest because having money at your disposal has a certain value. You want to borrow $1 million for 20 years to buy a house? Well, that has value, so I should be allowed to collect. That's what interest is all about. You're paying for having the money at your disposal, even though you'll pay back that money. Comes the Torah and says a special halacha. Between Jews, you have to go the extra mile. It's an extra act of kindness. You're not allowed to pay interest or collect interest. So we have many mitzvot that run this way. And the mitzvah of Lashon Hara is one of those mitzvot, where the Torah says, it's not only that you're not allowed to slander someone else. It's not only that you're not allowed to say something that is directly harmful or directly hurtful to someone else. The prohibition of Lashon Hara is that I cannot tell someone else something that can cause, indirectly, discomfort or displeasure to the person I'm speaking about, if the word gets out beyond the person I speak to. So I have to be so careful, even if the person I'm speaking to will not see it badly, and the person I'm speaking to will not cause any harm to the person I'm speaking about. But if word gets out, that will cause him discomfort, not only harm, he will be bothered by it. That's Lashon Hara. So this is a heightened sensitivity. You know, I was walking today, and I heard two people saying to one another, "You see so-and-so? I told you he's a pain in the neck." And I walked away as this conversation began. But I was thinking to myself, that's Lashon Hara. You're not allowed to say that. Would that person be happy that they said about him that he's a pain in the neck? No one wants to be called a pain in the neck, even if he is. So there's a heightened sensitivity here. Oh, so my point was that this is a special mitzvah between Jews. I'm not allowed to say something harmful about a non-Jew either. I'm not allowed to say, you know, he's about to get a job, and I go to his boss and I say, you know, I was his roommate at Machon Meir, and boy, is he a pain in the neck. So you're not allowed to do that. That doesn't matter whether he's a Jew or not. You're not allowed to say something that will be harmful. Comes the Torah and says, even if it can cause, if the word gets out, and it's not direct, then it's not necessarily harm, it's just discomfort, I'm upset by it. So that's a much higher level of sensitivity. That is the prohibition of Lashon Hara. And that's where we have this tremendous mitzvah. This whole big book discusses the details, and this mitzvah is, once you start studying and applying what you've learned, so then you develop a tremendous sensitivity to what and how we speak. So now we're up to the 13th paragraph of the second chapter. So we discussed that there is a leniency, that sometimes if a piece of information was shared in the presence of three people, there can be instances where I am permitted to pass on that information. Now, we discussed the details in the last semester, that it has to be that I don't intend to say something harmful. I'm just repeating the information without ill intent. Meaning if we were sitting in the lunchroom And one guy says to the next guy, I heard so-and-so is flying to Chutzlarts to visit his parents. So if I were to quote that in a conversation, and I don't mean anything bad, being that it was already said over in front of three people, so okay, that's called apeit lata. The information was said in front of three. But what would happen if I would go to the next guy and I'd say, Reuven, I heard so-and-so doesn't love Israel the way he should. He doesn't value the mitzvah of staying in Israel the way he should. I hear he's just flying out just because he feels like having a visit in Chutz Laaretz. So I took that information, and even if I didn't use the words I just added, but in the context of the conversation, my intention was derogatory. That's prohibited. So apeit lata, information that was said in the presence of three people, is allowed to be told over when it's information that is not necessarily harmful. And my intention when I say it is not to harm the person. I say it over as information that's commonplace. So now what happens, says the Chafetz Chaim, if someone reveals something, he tells you something about his business, and he says it when there are three people present. So he says to you, you know, it's really hot. And so in my store tomorrow, I'm going to bring a much greater assortment of drinks, because this is the time when you can make good money on selling drinks. Okay, I hear all week it's going to be above 90 degrees. I hear that today was the coolest day of the week. That's what they're saying. Bad news, right? So if someone reveals something in the presence of three other people, and it's something about his business. Now, what would happen if you'd leave the lunchroom and you'd start telling other people, hey, I hear the makolet around the corner is going to have a greater collection of drinks in a day or two because it's really hot. So you could say, I'm helping his business, but maybe I'm arousing his competition and the two kioskim up here are going to bring in more drinks. Maybe I'm hurting him by giving over that information. But you say, look, he said it in the lunchroom. There were three people present. He made it public news. Obviously, he doesn't want this to be confidential. He said it in the presence of three people. So then you would be allowed to tell it over to other people. We say three is a crowd. And if he said this information in the presence of three, then the understanding is it's public information. And he intended it to be so. And that's with a condition. Provided that he didn't tell you, I don't want you to tell this over. Sometimes a person says something at the dinner table, 10 people heard him. And then he says, but don't let this get out. Okay, but he told you he doesn't want it to get out. You have to respect that. He says, but remember the details we said earlier, that you can't do it with intention to harm him, etc. There were details that you can't, just because it's permissible now to tell it over, there are still details about how you have to intend and ensure that you're doing it with the right intent. So that's the conclusion of the second chapter, that this leniency of apeit lata can also be relevant in such an instance. And here we see another point of sensitivity. If a person tells you something about his business, so then part of the laws of Lashon Hara are that you're not allowed to tell it over. You have to factor in what would happen if word got out, and you have to be careful not to tell it over. If he said it in the presence of three, then we have that leniency. So that's the conclusion of the second chapter.